We begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Chotes. We begin Amud Beis. We begin with Tes Divim Asel. Tes begins the words of the Gemara Gezeirah. It's a decree. Alisa de Shisha, when you have an upper story made out of marble, Ato Alisa de Amo, in regards to when you have a regular floor, which is usually made out of earth. Which Tes comes to clarify that Gezeirah is only when it's in the same city. There's the Gemara broad that you cannot drag a bench on the ground, even of marble, even though it's not going to make a ditch, a charetz, because in a regular ditch, it would be a problem about charish, about making a ditch. Now, says Taisis, this is what the Gemara says later on, that he permitted to go ahead and sponge the ground with water in houses where the city is tiled with stone. Umefarishin explains, the time Maimon Rabban, why Rabban say that you can't sweep and settle the dust in the house is because we're concerned the maslish with gumis, because you might come to fill up the holes in the house, which would be a biblical violation. Hachalaka gumis, it says here in this town there's no problem because there's no pits, because there's no earth ground. Well, my fashion book, just Rashi explains what does that mean, because the kula mechuz, the whole town of mechuz, the place was tiled. So you see that there's no problem actually gumis, so we don't make exer. So why over here do we say that if in this house it's tiled, that you can't go ahead because of the other houses which are not tiled? So Tais says, no, hasmo, but they ain't ligzim mechuzah at the shayyars. You're not going to make a decree if the whole town is tiled because of some primitive place that's not tiled. That's the Gemara on the Tzadihim and Elf. Abir Achaz, but it was in one city, Gezrin Aliyazu Ateli Acheres. Then we do make a gzera of one house because of another house. This house happens to be tiled. That's not enough. We're still going to make the gzera that you can't drag the bench because of some other house, which are other houses in the same town that doesn't have a tile. Ksenek Tzadihim and Elf, Tzadihim and Elf begins the words, Hachigasin, and this is the gear, so this is a text as it should be, as it is in our Gemara. Machlekes Begitanim. Machlekes is only by small items of Begitanim, but large items, Zibiach Kalmutta, everyone agrees is going to be permitted. Which Chase explains why the gears has to be the way it is. The Gemara brought the interpretation of Ula that he says the machlekes of Shimon Yehuda is if you're allowed to drag a bench and a bed and other things is only regarding when it's small, where you could take it by hand. Reb Shimon holds that if you could take it by hand and not drag it, then you're allowed to drag it because you're not intending to make a charetz. Yehuda holds when it's possible not to drag it, it's going to be forbidden. That's the chachamik de gzeira. But by large benches, then everyone's going to agree that it's mutter, because since you cannot take it by hand, you have to drag it, then it can be permitted. So Tais says, we don't have the text the other way around, that the machlik is when it's small, but when it's large items, Zirah called us, everyone agreed that it would be forbidden. And the reason how we know this is because the Beperikol showed the Gemara Psachim of Chavim Beis regarding the Braisa, when it's about a pleasure a person has against his will, when he's like smelling an aroma of idolatry. Mashmit sounds like from that Gemara, the Tfei Shari Hechad Deloy Yavshem Hechad Efshem, that it's more of a permissibility when there's no other option than when there is another option, where he could go and not have to have that smell. Not like it sounds like over here, that whether it's if you said according to everyone, it's going to be usser when it's large, when it's not possible, it sounded like that then it's going to be more usser when it's not possible, then when it is possible. But we see from that Gemara it's the other way around, and therefore the gears is going to be, yes, when it's small and you have other options where it's efshe, then it's going to be aser. But when there's no other option because it's large, the only way to take it is to drag it, everyone's going to hold it, it's going to be mutter. The next test, Demaskot, as begins the words of the Gemara, Bavachle, Skav, Macham, Necham, Vachulu, as long as you don't intend in the summertime because of the heat, etc., and in the winter regarding the cold. So Tosis qualifies that this permissibility of Reb Shimon is specifically in the situation when there's no psik reshe, when it's not inevitable. As Tosis explains, although Reb Shimon holds Dabashin Meskaban is mutter, but Uba Inyan Dulai have a psik reshe, it has to be only if, like what we call, that it's not inevitable, which is called psik reshe, because when you cut off the head for sure the animal's going to die, where he's wearing other clothing, where he's already protected from the sun or from the cold, whatever it is. So although he's wearing these clothing and they could also help in that area, but it's not inevitable, and therefore since his intention is not for that, therefore it's not going to be a violation according to Reb Shimon.